Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. And in between our next update on the breaking news story of the day, the police shootings leaving at least two policemen so far dead, we'll cover some of our regular programming until our next update, which should be at the top of the hour at 11 o'clock, if there is not breaking news before then. Joining me in studio this morning is our pal Phil Potempa, who's a critic at large and the entertainment columnist for the Post Tribune of Northwest Indiana. Phil, welcome. Nice to have you here. Kind of a volatile morning, you know, with breaking news. So I know being in the news business, you are, you know, completely understanding of, you know, these kinds of mornings. But thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's kind of poignant that one of the productions that you were going to talk about this morning was the production that is at the Steppenwolf right now, that's called Between Riverside and Crazy, which, as Steppenwolf is known to do, you know, they hold nothing back there in dealing with uncomfortable issues. And this one is about police shootings in some ways.
Exactly. Their programming takes the audience from what's happening around us in the streets and brings us right to the stage and opening up discussion points. And that's what this piece says. It just opened last week, and the storyline is about a veteran police officer who has been shot, and what happens in the incidents that it happens, and then what unfolds afterwards between himself and the police department. And it tackles a lot of themes. So you have anything from police brutality to the racial issues that are unfolding, and other topics as well, from senior citizen rights and the politics that happen here and there in the system. And everything at the Steppenwolf that they do is certainly, it's engaging, it's compelling, and then they're so great about doing that afterwards discussion. So if you hang out in the audience after the production, there's always a chance to dialogue and talk, and you know, that's the education that happens and gets people discussing, and that dialogue is so important. And this is a great piece. It goes until August the 21st, and it's definitely some powerful theater.
Yeah, I can imagine that it certainly must be, especially these days with the real news that's out there right now. Although, you know, lots of people go to the theater. They want, and the movies, I hear this all the time, I want a complete diversion from all the sad news, all the disturbing, you know, actual news that's going on. And I guess that's where shows like Schoolhouse Rock Live come in to not only teach us, but entertain us at the same time.
That's
and
right.
with the convention getting ready to go, what a better time to learn a little bit.
Exactly. And, you know, it's right down the street from us here at Water Tower Place at the Broadway Playhouse. And this piece is done well. It's Emerald City, and they bring children's theater that also has something for families and for parents. And I certainly remember Schoolhouse Rock from growing up in the 70s. And a lot of times those little segments in between, if you're not familiar with them, that give you some information you could use, it from history, science, health, could be just as entertaining as Bugs Bunny and the cartoons that we had to pick from as well. And
who can't sing Conjunction Junction?
That's right. Exactly. Now. Exactly. You learn something from your grammar and your history. And this has really done well. What they've done is they've done each of those segments, and they unfold it on stage, and it's like being at a mini rock concert. And parents will love it because they'll remember this, and then the younger generation are going to learn something along the way. So there's something out there besides Pokemon and Pikachu and all the things that people are chasing on their phones. You can chase ideas on stage with school, you know, Schoolhouse Rock Live, and an excellent production that's done in conjunction with Broadway in Chicago.
Yeah, last week we talked with the folks at the Mays Lake Peabody Estate, where their Midsummer Night's Dream is going on. There are lots of productions of Shakespeare being performed outdoors right now. You know, and if you've had like a couple of days like we've had the last few days, that's great. This coming week, where it's supposed to be in the upper 90s, I don't know if I want to sit out in the hot, steamy weather enjoying Shakespeare that way. But
well, you know, you get to pack a basket and bring some goodies, maybe, I don't know, some beverage, libation, glass of wine under the stars. And First Folio, their production at Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, it's a reminder of that farce and mix-ups and cross-gender bending and identities, and how Shakespeare had this going so long before anything that you see in today's TV shows and movies. And you think, gosh, this started so long ago, and he was able to write these things. And the production at First Folio has a great costume. Sitting outside gives you a whole different perspective, and the set is wonderful. And there's a bit of contemporary spin there, so it takes what was done centuries ago and brings it today, that it still touches lives and also a bit of a romance there.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a really fun thing to do with summertime. I haven't seen Shakespeare outdoors in years. But it was always fun. It's, you know, it's like kind of like going, you can go to a concert at a concert hall and you can go to Ravinia.
Right.
There's just a difference. There's something really nice on a beautiful evening, enjoying some entertainment like that. We had the star, Brad Zimmerman, in on the program a week or so ago with his show, My Son, the Waiter, a Jewish Tragedy. He was pretty funny when he was here. I've been out of town, so I haven't had a chance to go see the show, but you have. What'd you think of it?
90 minutes, no intermission, and he certainly has been around, has stories to tell, and some of those jokes are very funny. I always kind of try to save them, and I say, I got to tell Mom and Dad this one, that one. It's a clean show. There's a couple little bits of maybe a little push the envelope, but funny because it reflects on his own experiences. A couple of jokes maybe I had heard before that have been out there a little bit, but again, and you said it perfectly, we need to have a chance to escape, a couple laughs. This is the show for you, and it runs for a little while here, so you've got some time till August the 7th to check out Brad's one-man show.
What else are you recommending right now?
Well, again, a chance to be taken to another place. Mystery is something that's not always easy to accomplish on stage, and the Drury Lane is doing a fantastic job with Death Trap. And you know, this was based on a 1983 film with Michael Caine and Christopher Reeve and Diane Cannon. I didn't see that. I don't know how I escaped not ever having seen that film, but it's done well, keeps you on the edge of your seat. So that is another definite opportunity. And, of course, it's an opportunity for dinner theater. So you get a chance to have a meal, go in and be sort of in entertained, but also kind of get your head scratching about what's going to happen to solve this mystery by the end.
And, you know, so many of us are, like, super excited about Hamilton coming into Chicago, and they announced the casting this week. We never thought that Lin-Manuel Miranda was going to be part of the cast. That we knew for sure was not going to happen. But they did make their announcements of who would be a part of the show. And that I was a little surprised and maybe even a little bit disappointed that not one cast member from New York is here in Chicago. I thought there might be one or two. And very, very few Chicago actors. There is an actor by the name of Jose Ramos, who is a graduate of the Chicago Academy of the Arts. I'm told very talented young man, and he's the only Chicago guy of the major characters that are going to be in it. But we've got some Tony Award winners. Karen Olivo is going to be part of the production. Playing the role of Hamilton is Miguel Cervantes, who's been in lots of big productions. You know, so they're assembling a really good cast for this. It's just not what we thought it was going
to
be.
And, you know, I have to admit, even though I've been writing about theater for 25 years, I wasn't always familiar with the process of casting. And boy, there are so many layers, you know, with my other life and my other identity with what I do. It's amazing what has to go into that. So I can see how it's tricky to get, you know, the talent that you want. And we have so much here to pick from. It is a little surprising, but I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed. They've got those hot tickets in their hand, and they're ready for Hamilton.
Yeah, it would have been great. You know, a lot of shows when they come in here, they, you know, take 3-4 Chicago actors just to give it a little bit of local feel. I would have liked if they would have done that. But September 27th is still when Hamilton Mania will hit Chicago, and we'll keep you posted on that. I'm very excited to see the production of War Paint that's at the Goodman Theater. I'm going to see that tomorrow night, Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole. So we'll be able to have reviews on that coming up soon. Phil, thank you for coming in for the abbreviated segment today. Always appreciate that. Phil Potempa, and thank you, by the way, in his column in the newspaper today, does a nice little piece on the show. And put my mom's recipe for Greek lasagna pastizo in the newspaper in Northwest Indiana. So if you
makes me very hungry.
Yeah, you want to see that? If you've got about 5 hours to make it, good luck.